2011 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the Allen Jones Aquatic Center on the campus of the University of Tennessee. I'm joined by men's 200-yard free fourth place finish in the NCAA All-American finish, Jordan DeGayer of Colorado College. Jordan, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jordan, just an incredible day of swimming for you today. You opened up this morning the prelims 138.64, a new personal best, a new school record, a new SCAC Open record. Just talk about the way you came back this morning after not starting off maybe yesterday in the 50 as well as you wanted, but really bouncing back today.
Oh, I couldn't be more happy. Pretty frustrating day yesterday with the 50. It was a couple hundredths off what I wanted to go yet again. But I just knew that couldn't affect my 200. How I swim my 50 and how I swim my 200 are completely different, obviously. And I think I just did a good job of mentally segregating those and just coming in with a fresh mindset that I could still do great things despite yesterday to today.
I talked to Coach, and she said 138.7. That's what she kept telling me, 138.7. When you looked up and saw 138.64 in prelims, I saw it on your face, the emotions. You were surprised, shocked. I mean, it must have been an incredible feeling.
Oh, it's amazing. It's beyond what I expected by far. I didn't have much of a season coming in. Had a great conference meet. I didn't know if I was going to be able to improve at all in the few weeks in between. Last year, I had a very disappointing nationals meet, and just being able to put that behind me and have a great swim is just a dream come true.
You know, one thing I talked to the coach too is it's your patience, and we talked before we came on. You're such a patient swimmer, as I mentioned. In the 100, I look up, or in the 200 this morning, I look up at the 100 mark. You were in 7th at one point tonight in the finals. You were in 8th, and you just grind it out, and just you know you're a stronger swimmer on the back. Just talk about that mentality heading into each race.
That's the way I've always liked to swim it, and I just need to make sure that I swim my race that way. I love to be in last place the first 50. It plays to my strengths because I'm not much of a sprinter. I can't really go out with those guys anyway. And then nothing motivates me more than being behind, chasing people down. That's always where I have my best swims.
Obviously, with the fourth base finish tonight, Jordan, All-American honors. Just talk about what that honor means to you.
Oh, it's wonderful. That was my goal last year, and I just barely missed it. Again, a very frustrating experience last year. And to come in here and, blow away my expectations is just way beyond what I ever expected.
Your head coach, Ann Goodman James, it's the opportunity to present the awards tonight at the awards ceremony. Just talk about how special that was for you to shake her hand, give her a hug, and receive that fourth place finish national award.
That was perfect. She's done so much for me, her and the CC program. I've come so far since high school, far, far beyond what I ever thought I'd be able to do. I owe her so much. It's flawless.
Jordan, a much-deserved day off tomorrow before you come back on Saturday and compete in the 100. Just talk about, obviously, so much success today to be excited about, but still work to be done. Talk about your expectations as you move into the 100 on Saturday.
I have my goals accomplished at this point. 100, I think I'm just going to have fun. Go out there. It's a much shorter race, and I'm just going to try and enjoy it as much as I can, enjoy the experience.
All-American junior swimmer Jordan DeGayer of Colorado College again tonight, swimming in a time of 138.72 in tonight's men's 200 final, fourth place in the nation. Jordan, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the meet.
Thank